This Missouri Net News Report is brought to you by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, reminding you to respect the load, share the road, always buckle up and put your phone down.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Mizzou has made a decision about alcohol sales at football games. Sports Director Bill Pollack reports.
Beer and wine will be sold in public areas at Memorial Stadium beginning this football season. Mizzou joins a growing number of schools inside the Power 5 conferences who will sell alcohol. There will be two features added as well, an alcohol-free zone in the stadium and a designated driver program.
A former firefighter is telling his story after he says he held a man at gunpoint Thursday for carrying a tactical rifle and a bunch of ammunition through a Springfield Walmart. Frightened shoppers rushed outside and the suspect, who was wearing body armor, followed. The unidentified citizen tells KOLR-TV in Springfield he got out his gun and told the man to keep his arms in the air until police arrived.
Even though I'm no longer in public safety, I still feel that I can still protect people if I need to, and that was my intention. Hopefully my actions prevented something like El Paso from happening.
The armed suspect who was videotaping the whole thing was arrested. No charges have been filed. A major route from Northwest Missouri to Nebraska is set to reopen soon as the Missouri Department of Transportation makes a detour around a flood-damaged portion of Highway 59 north of St. Joseph.
Floodwaters took out the Little Tarkio Creek Bridge near Fortescue, forcing MoDOT to find another route to the Missouri River Bridge at Rulo, Nebraska. Repairs are nearly complete on routes 111 and 118, which will provide that detour. MoDOT area engineer Adam Watson says floodwaters did considerable damage to both Route 159 and Route 136.
I suspected some of those holes were 60 feet deep.
Both routes have been closed since mid-March flooding. Brent Martin for the Missouri Net, St. Joseph.
A young child has been rushed to an Eastern Missouri hospital today for being left in a hot car for several hours in an O'Fallon store parking lot. The child is expected to be okay. A Kansas City woman is in the hospital after an officer-involved shooting today. Missouri Net's Ryan Hart reports.
A woman in Jackson County was shot by police after she stole a deputy's taser and used it on the officer. She was stopped after the deputy witnessed her and another man driving down the wrong side of the road on a scooter. The scooter collided with the police cruiser shortly after, and the woman fled. When the deputy caught up, a fight ensued. She wrangled away the officer's stun gun and fired. The deputy suffered minor injuries, and the woman was treated at an area hospital.
And today is the five-year anniversary of the fatal shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson. Hundreds of people gathered today in Ferguson for a ceremony to honor the 18-year-old. Michael Brown Sr. is calling on St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell to reopen the case into his son's death. This is Missouri Net.